We Like Dota is brought to you by the generous support of our patrons. Patrons like TL Cone, Nine Eggs, Justin, Lonnie, Rusty, Dr. Carmack, Mitchell Metzler, Clint Block, Demento, Elihu, Dandy Russ, Carl Underwood, Can Dashel, Flossen, and Titus Andromedon. Folks, to get your name read at the beginning of each and every show, go to We Like Dota and follow the links to the Patreon. We Like Dota, episode 208. Starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to We Like Dota. I am your host, Sam the Plaid Pirate. With me, all the way across the pond, it's Arian. Hello.
Hey. No gym for two consecutive weeks feels bad, man.
Does feel bad. I like gym very much.
We miss you, Jim.
Very much. We miss Jim. I'm gonna talk about life outside of Dota because I didn't really play any Dota this week, so I can't do We Like Dota feelings. So if you want to skip to the feelings part, just hit your little 30 seconds fast forward button on whatever device you're listening on.
I don't have such a button, Sam.
Yeah, you have to sit here and listen to me. So. Sorry, bud. I only played turbos this week, and I don't even want to talk about them because they were just not nothing fun. Or not that they weren't fun; they just weren't very noteworthy. I'd rather talk about how much I like being an uncle. We like uncles. We like uncling. We like nephews. I don't know what to name this segment. But yeah, I got to hang out with my nephew this weekend, and it was freaking awesome. He's great. We had a lot of fun. We took pictures.
And I saw that picture. He looks Irish. Just like I'm sorry, but that was the first thought that came to my mind. He just looks Irish.
Yeah. I don't know if my sister's husband is at all Irish. We're not Irish at all. But it's possible that my nephew is Irish. I do not know.
Oh, actually, funny story. My father, like, this week did the Ancestry.com test. Like, you send in your DNA. I am 0.5% Irish.
0.5%?
Yep. But, which is weird, because it's from my father's side, and he's from Iran, so... I don't know how that happened.
Do you think, like, how accurate do you think that stuff is?
I don't know. I'm not a DNA scientist, but I don't think, like, I think there's actually gotta be, like, maybe some trader from Ireland came to Iran, like, I don't know, 500 years ago and made a best bastard and nobody noticed or something.
Some great family history. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no. Seeing my nephew was great. It
great
makes me want
to
have a kid. Well, actually, it makes me not both excited to someday maybe have a kid, and then also at the same time be like, oh, shit, this is so much work.
Yep. I have a godchild. It's the exact same for me. Whenever I take care of him, like, for a day, I have a lot of fun. But at the end of the day, when I give him back to his mother, I'm like, oh, God, yes.
Yeah. I can definitely relate to that. I was holding him, and it was only for, like, you know, I only held him for, like, a half hour, maybe. And I thought my arm was going to fall off. It was unreal.
I think you talked about old man strength on the podcast a lot. I think babies are the secret to old man strength.
That's when you really unlock the old man strength. Okay. Yeah. I like this theory. We'll test it out, hopefully, one day. Yeah, so how about you? Did you have any time to play Dotes this weekend?
Yes, I actually did. I don't do this often, but I went to Lowpool. I go to Lowpool like once a year, but
once a
actually,
year?
Yeah, because normally I'm very good at like planning when I actually have time to fit a match in and when not to, but there was like a gas guy. He wanted to do something on my house's gas or something. So I had to like be at the door for 5 minutes and I tanked an abandon. And then like 2 days later, I had to go somewhere really quick and I forgot, which like usually never happens. So bing, you're in low pool. And I actually enjoyed my time a lot because in low pool, everybody just wants to get out, which means everybody is like everybody communicative. They want to win. They just give their best to just get that damn win. And it's very enjoyable. I went like 5-1. So yeah, I got out there pretty fast. And I'm actually already thinking about just abandoning 2 games so I get back there again. It's pretty great, actually.
Wow. You liked it that much. Okay.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Also, because I built a team for like Dota League, we did a scrim this Saturday. We lost our scrim, which feels bad, of course, but I actually didn't feel that bad about the loss because like we've been together for like what, 3 weeks, and the team we scrimmed against were like a group of people who've been playing together for years, and we should have beat them. We almost beat them. We had like a 10k net worth advantage. And then I spectated my Luna doing some high ground shenanigans, and just at that moment, they decided to jump me, which was really unfortunate, but like that usually happens. That's like a 1 in a million scenario. So they jumped me. I didn't have time to press my BKB on anything. And we just lost off that, which felt pretty bad at the moment. Medusa. Felt pretty bad in the moment because like we had that game pretty firmly in our grasp, and after that everything just crumbled. But you know, that's like a 1 in a million, so I'm just glad that like such a new team as us has the potential to beat such an like established team who've been playing together for a long time.
Such strong boys and girls you are.
Yeah, maybe not so strong, because right after that we went to try Battle Cup tier 6, which is like high ancient level, and we just lost. Like, that was just a terrible experience. I played Monkey King against a Mid-Ursa. I died, that's hard, like, 3 times or something. Something horrible. And I still had the most kills in the match at the end. Like, that's how badly it went. I was 12 and 10. Like, I actually managed to recover pretty well. I was 12 and 10. We had 26 kills overall. Like, it was not a fun experience. So, since I was playing with my actual team and the morale was pretty down at this point, I made the only logical decision. I, of course, slept because I was pretty tilted, so I, like, slept over to not get emotional. And then I made a spreadsheet how everybody can improve their communication and play, and I think that worked really well. Everybody responded very nicely to it. And I'm looking forward to our next match on Saturday, I believe? Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, good. I saw the spreadsheet. I won't give away any.
Wait, you saw the spreadsheet? Did Jim give you the spreadsheet?
No, the notes.
Oh, you're in our Discord. Yeah, in the Discord. You saw the spreadsheet.
So I won't give away your secrets, but
don't.
It sounded like a productive scrim, and you did invite me to play Saturday, and I'm sorry, I declined. I'm
still sad. We got another sub, though. It's all good.
I didn't yet apologize to you, but yeah, I'm apologizing to you now in front of everybody.
Oh my god, thank you. He was supposed to be standing in for Charlene, who's, I don't know, somewhere this weekend, but we have to get our match in.
I just, 2 games is too many games back to back. It's just the way it is, you know? It's like, that would be my entire Saturday night, so.
I guess.
I mean, if you're, like, a cooler person, you would, like, be able to leave the house after that. But for me,
I mean, for me, it's kind of good because, like, last Saturday, I can leave the house, then come back, and because of the time zones, still get my 2 matches in because it's so late.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll regret it, and I'll probably be online at the same time as you guys and feel stupid about myself.
Nah, you're fine. You're going to be fine, man.
I'll watch if it's possible. But okay, cool. Hopefully your spreadsheets get I don't know. I hope they have the positive effect that you intended.
I'm sure, man. I got memed pretty hard for it for my own team, but I think like everybody honestly took what's on the spreadsheet and like tried to actually improve on it.
Well, in other exciting news, I don't think we announced this on the podcast. I think we just put it in the Discord.
Yep.
We are taking submissions for new and improved bumpers because we don't have any bumpers right now. And that was a feature of the show for a long time. That was pretty fun. And we'd like to get some new ones going. So we are taking submissions. We're going to keep the intro and outro music because I don't feel the need to replace that. I like having that consistency. That's
too iconic to replace.
Too iconic. Too iconic. Far too iconic. So we need stuff for Dota Feelings, News of the Week, Hero of the Week. We might even take a bumper for Item of the Week. Who knows?
That segment
could make a reappearance. And, of course, our favorite segment, Noobs Ask Noobs. So we need bumpers for all those. Nick and Alihu were kind enough to dig some of our old bumpers up, so that's cool that we have those. So send your submissions to welikedota@gmail.com. Very official, email address of the podcast. And we shall review and take all submissions into consideration.
If you want any further information, I made an announcement post in the Discord where, like, it's outlined what segments we actually want bumpers for and stuff.
Yeah. I was thinking, for some reason, I just was thinking, a Kunkka line would be great for set your jib, we embark for, and then you could dub it to say something other than battle. Like,
I think it would be hilarious if the dub is like purposely like horribly done.
Yes.
It's like set your jib.
if I was inspired, I'd do that, but I probably won't.
Editing skills to do that.
I think you could. You have Audacity. It's possible.
How do you edit with Audacity, man? I'm struggling exporting the podcasts.
What do you mean, how do you edit with Audacity?
I don't know how to edit with Audacity. Do you?
I know how to do a couple of things.
Oh, wow.
You're talking to the editor of the show for a time.
That's actually true. I forgot.
Probably when the podcast sounded really bad, that was me.
Now we sound, of course, flawless. Shout out to Titus and Romulan.
True. Thank you, Titus, for all your hard work. Okay, so let's move into news of the week. Not a lot of news this week. This is kind of a quiet time. Quiet time for Dota.
Literally nothing is happening, I feel like.
Well, I mean, isn't the major coming up?
Yeah, but like the qualifiers were finished last week and we forgot talking about that. So like if we start talking about it now, it's like,
so it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
Okay.
One thing, though.
One thing. Tell us the one thing.
Alliance is back.
Alliance is
feels
back.
Feels so good to say, man.
Yeah, tell
it's
us
like
more.
Like with OG. I didn't watch the game. You watched the game.
I just watched. I don't even know what game. I guess it was a rerun.
Okay, live research.
It was a rerun from Alliance and versus Empire. I didn't even watch the end of it, but it was pretty long knockout type of drawn out, like, big team fights. Empire had, if I recall correctly, a Magnus Troll Warlord combination. Which I thought was interesting because it let Troll skip Battle Fury.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting,
right,
like, little thing.
I finished my live research, Sam.
Okay, tell me, please.
Apparently, because everybody knows it was very hype, Alliance got qualified for the major.
Mm-hmm.
And Liquid did not, which feels kind of bad, but, you know. They just won their first tournament as a new team, I believe. The tournament is called the Reshuffle Madness. It's a Dota 2 tournament with $50,000 prize pool for 8 invited European teams.
50,000 gold coins?
Yeah, 50,000 gold coins.
Wow.
So they won. They beat Team Empire in the lower bracket and then 3-0'd Furzy in the grand finals.
Okay.
And I think it's safe to say, because EU is obviously the strongest region in the world right now, I think it's safe to say that Alliance is the strongest team in the world. That's it.
They weren't even playing the best team in EU.
I mean, I guess... I think my point was more about EU being the strongest region.
I mean, you can say whatever. So who's on Alliance's squad? Who's the squad?
New Alliance. Let me check. So it's... Maybe you can tell me if you know the names. So right now
you know I won't.
I think you'll know one. You know Koifa, right?
Koifa, sure.
Yeah, he's a German. You gotta know. Then there's Mika. I think I've heard of him once. Then there's Boxy.
Okay.
Insania and Tiger.
Okay.
And I think you know Loda, right? Loda's still coaching.
Yeah, I know Loda. What's up with Loda?
He's coaching.
He's coaching.
Yeah,
I see here. Okay. Anymore. Hmm.
Guess he was the problem all along.
I don't know. I don't know if these guys are for real or not.
What do you mean? They just won a tournament.
They won a tournament.
They're better than Liquid right now. Hurts to say it, but it's true.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. Like, when they play the game I watched against Empire easily could have won. It's one of those games that they easily could have.
But they didn't.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't.
We could have won easily against Dire Straits last Saturday, but we didn't.
Yeah.
In the end, only the wind counts.
I think that's one thing that I have that I take slight issue with Dota, is that I almost want to plead small sample size for, like, nearly all the results. Because the rosters change so quickly. I feel like you barely actually get a chance to...
Yeah, some stability would be nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, like, I think what Alliance has been doing, from my view, for the past 2 years is just frantically shuffling around until they find a combination which worked. But right it's now, like they have a combination. Like, in pretty much every, like, Tier 2 NA team and EU team, I see a player and I'm like, hey, wasn't he on Na'Vi? And not Na'Vi, wasn't he on the Alliance like a year ago? They tried so many players, man. But apparently they now found a combination at work. Good for them.
We'll see what happens. When's the major start?
No.
Or the minor or whatever.
Kuala Lumpur major. It starts on the 9th? And on the 9th of November. Live research, as always.
Wait, well, I don't even understand. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, Dream League Season 10 starts October 29th.
Yeah, that's the minor.
That's a minor?
Yeah, and like that's the new system.
Okay.
The minor winner goes to the major, which is going to be Liquid.
I think that's why I was confused looking at the color coding of the Dota Pro Circuit Liquipedia page confused me. That makes sense. It's Dream League is a minor. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I understand now. So you want to make a prediction? Let's make some bold predictions.
Let's make some bold predictions. First, the minor. Who's going to win?
Okay, first the minor. Let me look at the teams. there are only 8 teams. Okay, mm-hmm. So I have a 1 in 8 chance.
Yes.
Why do these... Okay, so I'll just briefly go through these teams because, you know, whatever. Complexity Gaming, Runes, Infamous, The Final Tribe, Team Liquid, Na'Vi, hey. Mm-hmm. Royal Never Give Up, and Tigers. So, Tigers is Moon Meander Squad. Royal Never Give Up, it has Monet from LGD, right?
I think it was on LGD some time ago.
They're a Chinese team. Yeah. Na'Vi, obviously, is Na'Vi. No Dendi. Runes is Banana Slamma Jamma, Monkeys Forever, whatever, whatever. And Complexity has Eternal Envy these days. So, that's all very long. I mean, okay, the obvious choice, the obvious, obvious heavy favorite is Liquid.
Yes. I mean, it's Liquid and a bunch of tier 2 teams.
Literal TI winners. But let's pick a dark horse instead, because that's not really fun. I'm going to go Runes. Runes are going to win.
The BSJ stack is cool. That would actually be hype. BSJ at a major?
Oh, yeah. I'd be down. I'm in for it.
Nah, I mean, you already said it. That's one obvious choice. I'm a fanboy of that obvious choice. It's going to be Team Liquid. Who are we kidding? Easy.
Okay.
They didn't even pick a runner-up. Who, like, you mean if it's not Team Liquid, who's going to win?
Sure. Or, like, who are Liquid going to play in the finals? Because why not?
I'll say Royal Never Give Up.
Royal Never Give Up, the Chinese
They'll never
team.
Give okay. up, and that's a good attitude to have in Dota 2.
They've got Afu.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
He's from Malaysia. I don't know.
Okay.
He plays support. He used to play for LFY, I think, is why I maybe have heard of him.
Oh,
I don't know.
So many teams. Alright, who do you think will win the major, though?
Whoo, boy. Who will win the Koala major?
Oh.
Man.
Pain and Pain X. What?
Pain X?
Man, we should catch up on the reshuffles. CCNC playing in South America? On Pain X? What?
Forward Gaming has Universe.
What is even happening right now?
I like Forward Gaming, I'm not gonna lie.
Resolution. Yeah, it's basically... that's just what's their name, the Chinese org which had an NA team.
Oh yeah,
VGJ Storm. They just kicked Snaking for Universe. That's an upgrade, yeah. In my opinion.
Yeah, Universe is good. So it's Resolution, Yawar, Universe, MSS, SVG, and
Belgafar.
Captain is Aoi 2000.
Yep, I believe.
What could go wrong?
I believe in Forward Gaming. I think they'll win the major. Snaking was the problem.
I mean, like you said, I haven't kept up with the reshuffle. There
Me
are a
neither.
Lot of folks.
It's a lot. That,
you know, lots of things have changed.
PPD EU Pride, though. I remember that.
Yeah, PPD changed to Ninjas in Pajamas, which also seems like a good stack.
Ace, yeah, they're
Fata,
really good.
33, Satsuka. I mean, shoot, I don't know. This is going to be really fun. I'm actually looking forward to this. That starts, like you said, in early November. So, I don't know. Maybe some things will become evident. All right, well, after those thrilling predictions, let's get into our favorite segment, Noobs Ask Noobs.
Hey, my favorite segment.
Thanks to everybody who answered the bat call to get these noobs, these questions in the Discord. Holy,
what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions in 20 minutes. That's a lot, guys. Thank you.
What a healthy, beautiful
what a community,
Discord
community.
Number one, from Migs, what strat will be strong in We Like Totally?
You start, I gotta think for a bit.
Really? Okay, I was gonna say that you're the one in it.
Yeah, but only because I'm playing and it doesn't assume I'm thought about it. I just signed up, man.
Yeah, I guess I didn't know if you learned anything from your scrim in terms of meta. So, but I will answer this. I think it will be last time. It was, I think Viper had a 100% win rate.
Yes.
And I foresee that type of thing happening again. Easy to execute lane stompers being very successful. So Viper, I think, will be successful. And what else? Like, I think anybody who's good enough to play Arc Warden, like, things like that will be really strong.
So, like, kind of niche heroes who people don't know how to counter?
Yeah, like, so I guess on the one hand, like, Arc Warden, but then on the other hand, like, Viper. I know those are, like, two opposite ends of the spectrum, but...
I mean, in my opinion, it just depends, like, who you're playing right now, because this year there's a pretty big, like, skill gap between some teams.
Yeah.
So, if you're, like, a lower-skilled team playing against a lower-skilled team, picking easy-to-execute strats who, like, just win the lanes will probably be your best bet. But I know Mix, you're, like, you're not even playing, but you're still, like, you're pretty high-skilled. I think getting something that's not necessarily, like, just wins your lane is good, but something that's still easy to execute. Because even at pro level, strats that are easy to execute are still relevant and good, because it just frees up your mind to think about a lot of other things, which you normally don't think about if you're just worrying about how to execute your strat properly, if it's, like, really convoluted and complicated.
Yeah, I agree with that. Do you think we'll see any successful, what's it called?
Cheese picks?
Not even cheese, but just, like, drow.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we'll see a lot of successful drow, just because drow's very good right now. Okay. And I'm going to give away strats now. We like drow because I like to play Storm Spirit, and Storm Spirit likes playing with a drow because she makes him actually deal a lot of physical damage. I know we have, I don't want to give away a different team strat, but I know there's a brood player hiding out there among one of the captains. But I won't
talk about you, Jim.
No, it's not. It's not Jim.
I need Jim to play more brood.
Yeah, please don't, Jim.
What about Meepo?
Actually, 2 weeks ago, I played Meepo and I won.
Yeah.
I don't know if I talked about it on the. Yeah, it was when I just built so much tankiness that I didn't have to mic Meepo. Maybe I'm gonna pop out the Meepo. Who knows?
Who knows? Okay. From our friend Nick Uranium Heart.
Hey,
what is your favorite kind of milkshake?
I love getting questions from fellow team members.
Hey. My answer to this is very boring, so I'll go first. My favorite kind of milkshake is vanilla.
I guess I'll say the same, because in Germany milkshakes aren't like a huge thing. We don't have the variety. I probably had like 3 milkshakes in my life, and all of those have been vanilla, so I guess it's vanilla.
Is there a German equivalent?
To milkshake?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Something that we don't have in the States.
You know what Iron is?
No, what's that?
It's a milk-based drink, but that's pretty much all the similarity with milkshake. It's something Turkish, which is really, really popular in Berlin, which is the city where I'm from. Because there's a lot of Turkish people living in Berlin. It's like, I don't know the word. Let me translate this.
Oh. It's a cold, savory, yogurt-based beverage
with
salt.
It's like slightly fermented milk. And it tastes really good. And it's pretty salty.
Okay.
Just like my pups.
It's made by mixing yogurt and chilled or iced water. Okay. I'd be interested to try some.
Yeah. Maybe if you visit Berlin for one.
I would love to come to Berlin. Okay. Next Dora question. The Destroyer asks, what heroes are safe first picks?
Right now, I think it's Juggernaut.
Okay.
Like, what really counts as a Juggernaut?
Because he's trash.
And... No, yeah, like, he's not that good right now, but, like, he also doesn't get countered. You're not gonna have, like, a great game with him, but you're never gonna have, like, a very horrible game.
No, you're never gonna have a great game with Juggernaut, that's true.
Also...
I'm so out on Juggernaut.
Luna is a pretty safe pick, because, like, in theory... Luna.
Okay.
Because in theory she gets countered by BKB, by magic damage, but she... builds BKB always anyways. So, like, she's a pretty crooky cutter carry.
Okay, yeah. For me, I think... Well, you're thinking about cores.
Mm-hmm.
From other sort of angles, I would say, like... oh my god, what's the panda?
Brewmaster.
Yeah, like, for a core... Brewmaster, like, it's not super counterable. It's just kind of here, rough and tumble, off laner. He can dual lane pretty well. I think for the most part, supports are safe to pick first in pubs.
Yeah, because nobody cares about countering supports anyway, even though a lot of the times it's really important.
Except for when I pick Undying first, and then they always go Ursa or Troll Warlord. GG. yeah, most supports. I think, like, I don't know, even, like, a core, like, Tidehunter is not, like, super... I don't know. Like, yeah, there are counters, like, Ursa counters him in lane, or but for the most part, like, you're just gonna get what you're gonna get. I don't know. Be brave. You're fine.
Yeah, you got this, man. And even, like, if you're countered, if you're good on a hero, it's probably better. Like, I'd rather play a hero that I'm comfortable on that's slightly countered than play a hero that's, like, the counter to them, but I'm not very comfortable at it.
Yeah, that's fair. You want to do the next question?
Sure. Fourth time in... It's from Beer Looked, who's very new to our Discord. Fourth time I'm in low priority this week. Let's make low priority great again. Actually, before I answer this question, I don't know how it's possible to get into low priority and out of low priority four times in 1 week. That's a lot of Dota. Because you have to win five times. To get out, so on average...
Wait, how many times do you have to win?
Five times.
What?
So, on average, that's like 10 games in low priority, so 50
Wait,
games.
What? How? I thought... When did that change?
What did you think it was?
Wait, I thought it was like one. Like, you win one and you're out.
No. It's five wins. And that's like...
Has that always been like that?
There was a time period, but I'm pretty sure you didn't even play Dota back then. When you just had to wait like 3 days to get out of low priority.
Okay.
But now you have to get five wins, and like if you get into low priority a lot, it's probably going to be more.
What about before, like within my timeline of playing Dota?
I think it was always like that. Maybe
you think
it was
always five games? I mean... Wow.
I don't know, man. I get into low priority like once a year. We'll have to... Let's ask Bjorlok. I'm sure he'll know. He's been there four times this week.
Yeah. Holy moly. Clearly, I've never been. So, okay.
Okay. We forgot to answer the question, actually.
Yeah, we haven't.
His question was how to make low priority great again. I think you don't have to make it great again because I went there this week. I had a great time. You don't have to make something great that's already great.
To answer the question, I'm reading a post from 2015 and it has a screenshot. And you've always needed five victories.
Always.
I've just never been in there. All right.
Wow, what a guy.
I'm a good guy, what can I say? How to Make It Great Again? You were just saying that you had a fun time, right?
Yeah, I had a great time. It's already great. You don't have to make it great.
Everybody's trying to win. It's competitive.
Yep. Maybe I was just lucky or something.
Fourth time. That gets more and more impressive now that I know how many
games you need to win. That's like 10 wins, and probably like on the third time, it's like 7 wins or something. That's a lot of time, low priority.
Wow. A lot of games. Okay. That's a lot of games. Maybe take a break. Maybe there's a correlation, maybe take a break. You know?
if you play too much, you'll won't be as good anymore.
Yeah. I don't have an answer to this. I'm sorry.
Next question. Okay.
Salted Persian. Who is the most OP support, and why is it Grimstroke?
I think, honestly, right now, Grimstroke's balanced. Get over it, guys. Actually, maybe his slow from his ultimate shouldn't go through BKB, and then he's balanced. Like, they already took his, like, before when you put Inkswell on people, you couldn't attack them anymore. That's gone now, too. Like, they took a lot of his utility. Now he's balanced, I feel like.
I think there's still a period of adjustment learning to play against him. Yep. But just hang in there, folks. For me, the most OP support, I feel like the game is pretty balanced. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's like any support when it pops up in my games, and I just feel like, oh, that guy.
I hate playing against Dark Willow, because she's annoying to kill.
Okay, she is annoying to kill. I don't know. I think... I hate Enchantress of any kind.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she's really a support.
But... Core or support. Hate playing against her.
Last two here. Mm-hmm. From Shake. What are some telltale signs you're about to be ganked?
So you can like tell when you get a ganked from map awareness, because you look at other lanes, but I'm assuming you don't really look at other lanes. And if like, let's say you're winning a lane and your lane opponent is starting to get like pretty aggressive and starting to trade with you, even though it's kind of unfavorable, that's a great sign you're getting ganked, because he basically wants to get you low before his teammates come and finish you off. So if like there's aggression that really shouldn't be there from a logical standpoint, then that's probably a sign that you're getting ganked.
Yep. That's a really good one. For me, if I'm farming a wave and I'm alone, I'm talking about not in the lane stage, but kind of in the mid game,
mm-hmm.
or even the late game, if I'm farming a wave away from my team and I'm just like not near a tower, I always start getting nervous.
So you just assume you're getting ganked all the time.
I mean, not all the time, but like depending on where my towers are. So like, definitely won't be trying to cross the river,
mm-hmm.
unless I'm. So I think that's important. And I'm not saying you have to play like that all the time, but if you aren't sure of where the other team is and you're alone and the rest of your team is together, you should maybe reconsider what you're doing.
Yep.
Last one. RX Cowbell. He writes, smokes, best use?
I mean, the obvious use, and I'm pretty sure you already know that, is you smoking up your team and going for a gank as 5 and like going for a good pickoff to take an objective after that. But my guilty pleasure for using smokes is when I'm playing Storm Spirit, I sometimes like to use smokes just to slip by wards and get a solo kill, which is like incredibly greedy, but I still like to do it sometimes.
My greedy pleasure, my guilty pleasure with smokes is just having one as a support, using them to put up wards, or also using one like if I'm getting gone on, and I use one and I'm while I'm in the trees and then TPing out.
Yeah, that's actually like a real that, boss. Like, if you're S Pro Sam, then you can use smokes like that. But if you're a noob like me, then you never even think about using smokes like that. You're just about greed.
I think it's literally happened once and it worked once. But it's a really great memory for me. Just let me have this. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Sorry for the short episode. This week was pretty light on the news. As in, there were no news at all.
Light on news, light on Jim, light on one of the hosts playing Dota, so, you know.
We're sorry.
Sorry.
Next week is going to be better, we promised. I'm going to play my first league match. I'm sure I can talk about that next week.
I'm going to play on Sunday, because Adrian is going whitewater rafting. Nice. So,
you're not going rafting with her?
No, it's a girls thing. Ah. So she's going with her friends, and I'm going to go to the gym, and then I'm going to play some Dota. Nice. And maybe I'll even play more than one game of Dota. So, get ready. Damn. All right, folks. Stay out of trouble.
See ya.